You see, what she's describing here is this internal suffering, this sacrifice that's very, very real, that we go through emotionally inside ourselves to gradually align our basic motives and our basic behavior, our attitudes, with principles, with those values that will align the basic motives and the feelings, the thought processes, and the behaviors with a vision of what's possible, and with principles that will help produce what's possible. Going on with her expression, I struggled with years of accumulated pride, but as I gradually swallowed the bitter pill, I had a marvelously free feeling. I was in control. I could choose a better way. I was responsible for myself. I've now learned to retire frequently to myself and to win my own battles privately, to get my motives straight. And now when I get into a frustrating situation, I stop. I pause. I study what my tendencies are. I examine them. I compare them against the vision. Then I back away from impulsively speaking or striking out. I constantly strive for perspective and control. Sometimes I simply go alone and struggle the thing through on my own. I find new models, new examples to follow. We simply do not win our own battles on someone else's battlefield. As a great teacher once said, the greatest battles of life are fought out daily in the silent chambers of our own soul.